In the lunchtime edition, there are calls for more police patrols and a crackdown on illicit activities at Dover Christchurch after a man was shot dead there in the early hours of this morning. Health authorities descend on a local food manufacturing plant, shutting it down and ordering the dumping of more than $500,000 in raw materials over a rat infestation. The BUT objects to what it says might be a Ministry of Education plan to have teachers return to school from summer holiday a week early. The DLP voices support for the teachers' stance on the matter, but the Ministry of Education denies any such decision has been taken. Good afternoon, I'm Stetson Babb. This is The Latest. Efforts continue to try to identify the man shot dead at Dover Christchurch as a business owner complains of drug dealing in the area and says such an incident was bound to happen. The police say that around 2 a.m. today, they received a call stating that a man had been shot in the area of the Dover kiosk located near the beach and appeared to be dead. A medical doctor subsequently pronounced the victim dead at the scene. Businessman Lennox Jackson, who operates the Johnny Cool Bar near to where the shooting occurred, tells Starcom Network News he expected something like the killing to happen sooner or later. He complained of nefarious characters frequenting the area and indulging in various illicit activities.
Only yesterday I was speaking to some folks and I was telling them in that area down there where that incident happened was MOT, meaning a matter of time before something serious happened. And this morning I woke up, the first thing I hear in the news that someone got shot in the same area. It is encouraged. The things are happening and the people, everyone know what happened around here and the kind of thing that goes on around here. The people know, they ain't saying nothing. People come from jail to Dover, from Dover to Gap, and all things come back to Gap, because Gap up till late. This place is sick, sir.
He sees a need for tighter policing of the activities at that tourist spot.
We talk about investing all this money in tourism, things that they say, this isn't happening at Dover, my friend. Dover is one of the most beautiful beaches in Barbados. And we have people in the community at Dover that are born in Dover that do not come to Dover Beach because of what goes on at Dover. Petty drug selling, harassment at Dover. They got a ranger here. He's a pretty good ranger, but he alone can't do it. Dover needs proper supervision. There's a lot of harassment at Dover Beach every day. And we talk about tourism, protecting tourism.
Businessman Lennox Jackson, operator of the Johnny Cool Bar at Dover Christchurch. Another man who frequents the area told of hearing several shots in the early hours of this morning, while a bystander called for more police patrols in the area.
I hear far.
I just see police in here more often, monitor this area.
Comments from some of the people who operate at or frequent Dover Christchurch. The Hill Milling Company at Haggett Hall, St. Michael, has been ordered by the Ministry of Health to dump about $600,000 in raw materials. The company was ordered to close about 9 weeks ago through a stop work order from the Ministry of Health. And today, officials from the ministry's vector control unit turned up with a number of trucks to remove hundreds of bags of raw materials from the business. Owner of Hill Milling Company Limited, Richard Ashby, tells Starcom Network News he believes that since the closure, they have been able to eliminate the rats and are awaiting word on when they can reopen.
Their intentions are to eliminate all rodents out of the building. They have removed all of the inventory, food inventory that is, out of the building. And they have dumped about $600,000 of material. Position is of today, they decided to dump one container of raw materials. As far as I am concerned, we have eliminated the rodents and we are awaiting their instructions as to when we can reopen.
He says the closure is having a serious impact on his business. This is The Latest. The president of the Barbados Union of Teachers, Rudy Lovell, says his union objects to any plan by the Ministry of Education that would require teachers to return from summer holiday a week early. He says he has received unofficial communications indicating the Ministry of Education was seeking to shorten the summer vacation for teachers, but he notes the executive of the BUT has not received any official documents from the ministry on the matter.
Subsequently, an emergent meeting was convened by officials of the Ministry of Education at 8:15 p.m. last night to discuss the proposal with teachers, unions, and education stakeholders. At that meeting, the BUT signaled its opposition to the proposal. However, we recommended an alternative to what was proposed by the Ministry of Education. I don't want to share that recommendation yet. I want to put it before membership first. I'll be having a meeting with our members this evening to bring them up to speed with what was discussed yesterday at the meeting with the Ministry of Education.
BUT President Rudy Lovell. Meantime, the Assistant General Secretary of the Democratic Labour Party, Pedro Shepherd, a former BUT president, tells Starcom Network News that their members received several calls from teachers about the matter. He said his party supports the teachers and is against any early return request.
That for us is an issue because teachers were on holiday. Some of them would have already planned their holiday abroad. There are quite a few teachers who are abroad. And they're now hearing 2 weeks prior to the commencement of the planning week that school will now commence 1 week earlier for planning. And what was originally planning week will now be a week for training for teachers in education reform, etc., etc. Now, that poses a significant problem, and the Democratic Labour Party is siding with teachers who have expressed concerns with this.
The Assistant General Secretary of the DLP, Pedro Shepherd. Meantime, the Chief Education Officer, Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw, released a statement denying any instruction has been given in relation to the matter. She says discussions continue.
We embarked on meetings and consultations this week with principals and the teachers' unions on the time required for planning for the academic year 2023 to 2024. No official correspondence from the Ministry of Education, Technological and Vocational Training has been shared with principals or unions related to the adjustment to the time required for planning. We will continue to consult with our partners and officially update all stakeholders on the outcome of the consultations accordingly.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Ramona Archer Bradshaw. Ian Webster, iWeb, the 2023 Pick of the Crop Calypso Monarch, today officially collected his prize from Courtesy Garage. The music teacher at Parkinson Secondary School describes Crop Over as a good one overall and noted his own success, but stressed it did not come easy given the pressures of work.
I'm taking the car and not the cash. I am actually planning to keep the car and sell it. This year was very tough for me. Worked hard in paint, and of course the final itself took a lot of time to put together. I had other challenges in terms of, like, for example, I was doing studies at Erdiston and this type of thing. And I went straight out of term three into the Summer Institute at Erdiston. And, you know, I would have had to be doing Summer Institute, going through judging, still doing tech, that kind of stuff. So it took a lot out of me.
Ian Webster, iWeb, the 2023 Pick of the Crop Calypso Monarch. And Ukraine's President Zelensky says Kiev had nothing to do with a plane crash in which the Russian warlord Yevgeny Prigozhin, the leader of the Wagner group, is presumed to have been killed. Russia's President Vladimir Putin made no mention of the crash when he addressed an international summit. Russian authorities say all 10 people on the plane were killed when it crashed near Moscow, and that passengers included Prigozhin and his right-hand man, Dmitry Utkin. There is continued speculation about what happened. UK defense sources say that Russia's FSB intelligence agency is most likely to be responsible. Our top stories. There are calls for more police patrols and a crackdown on illicit activities at Dover Christchurch after a man was shot dead there in the early hours of this morning. Health authorities descend on a local food manufacturing plant, Hills Milling at Haggett Hall, shutting it down, ordering the dumping of more than $500,000 in raw materials over a rat infestation. The owner operator of the plant says they believe they have now eliminated that rat issue. The BUT objects to what it says might be a Ministry of Education plan to have teachers return to school from summer holiday a week early. Meantime, the DLP voices support for the teacher's stance on the matter, but the ministry denies any such decision has been taken. The chief education officer says consultations continue. And Ian Iweb Webster, the 2023 Picket of Crop Monarch, collected his prize today, a car from a courtesy garage. He says he'll keep the car and sell it. The Lunchtime Edition from Starcom Network News. Starcom Network, a member of the OCM Group. I'm Stetson Babb. Good afternoon.